And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Snowmageddon. Let's call it Snowmageddon. It's like Armageddon, only with snow. And Jim Zuzak, today, his first day as the new sheriff of Belmont County. We had a live exclusive interview with him this morning, his first morning as sheriff of Belmont County. And he says, hey, it's a level two, but no accidents. Nobody was hurt. This is great news. 6 inches of snow in the past, I guess, 12 or so hours. That's a healthy amount of snow, I got to tell you, in roughly 12 hours. So do be careful driving. The roads were not bad as I came in early this morning. 56 Belmont County was okay. 40 was a bit better. The on-ramp onto 70 and then 70, of course, was pretty good. It was still mostly one lane. But if you were really brave and nothing kind of stupid, you could have gone into the left lane and passed me. But traffic was going about 45 miles per hour. No problems. I'm on 470 going right onto the St. C's suicide split and continuing at 45 miles an hour. High Ridge Road, I got to tell you, exit 3 from 470 going up High Ridge Road here was not bad at all. So congratulations to the township or the county. I think it's a township road, but I'm not sure. But road crews responsible for High Ridge, thank you so, so very much. The biggest problem I had, and I swear to you I'm not making this up, is our own driveway. Nobody plowed it. And one of our two driveways, but it's pretty steep. And the one I chose, of course, was pretty steep. Couldn't get up. I've got front wheel drive, got brand new Michelin tires. Could not get up. Ugh. So do be careful out there. But all in all, not too bad. Snowmageddon. Again, congratulations to Jim Zuzak. His first day, his first morning as sheriff of Belmont County. And this is how it starts. Jeez. He's going to be just fine. Just fine. Thank you so much for joining us. Did you notice the oh, by the way, ODOT is going to be joining us in a little bit. Press secretary for the entire state, Matt Bruning. Great guy, great friend of the show. He's going to be joining us, giving us the latest regarding ODOT. So did you notice the TV coverage last night regarding the snowmageddon? The over-the-top, insane coverage. They didn't even have coverage. They were just saying everything is closed and this, that, and the other, and they had it all over the football game on one station and all over the Golden Globes on the other station. And David Delk, a lawyer, good guy, great father, here in town, posted this last night. Channel 9, this is ridiculous. It's 2025. You don't need to constantly run the school closures. First, very few parents get their information this way anymore, which is true, by the way. TV platforms are just dying. Next, just run it once every 15 minutes or run it up in a corner. Your useless graphics are ruining the broadcast. And, of course, he was right. It was a football game. You couldn't even watch the football game. It was terrible. And so here are some of the there are about 41 people who agreed with him. Mary Kozunski, my thoughts exactly. Lee Paul, it may not even snow. It actually did. Lynn Walton, at least they don't have snakes like WTRF. Kevin, it's killing the Golden Globes on WTRF, right? Jesse, it's actually 2025, and I guess they were saying 2024. I don't know, something in there. Okay, but here's my response. And here's where it all started now with Sean Fluharty, the West Virginia delegate who goes by the WVU Flu on Twitter. So here's what I wrote. Best guess, responding to David Delk. Best guess, it's not because of the usual level of gross incompetence by these two dying media platforms, 9 and 7. It's probably because both stations have some sort of sponsorship considerations. They have to make money somehow during TV's death spiral. It's the old media equivalent of burning the furniture. Sad. And some people agreed with me, of course. But then, out of the blue, and this actually did surprise me, Sean Fluharty, who on Twitter goes by, his handle is the WVU, the WVU flu. He actually comes up with that, the WVU flu, that Sean Fluharty. He responds on Facebook. And here's what he wrote. And I was genuinely surprised. It's like, really, Sean? Here's what he writes. Dimitri Vassilaris, do you think Channel 9 is making money off of showing school closures? Even in the conspiracy playground you live in, this doesn't make any sense. Maybe just the graphics suck. You should know, given you run a radio broadcast still stuck in 1986, then again, if anyone knows about dying media, it would be you. Well, I was surprised and frankly a little hurt. But I took the high road and I responded. Sean Fluharty. Snowbird is an advertising program. How can you be that clueless? And I thought that'd be the end of it. But then I added, I had to add this, because he is really one of these guys, one of these brave guys who's a keyboard warrior. You certainly are a brave keyboard warrior. Would you like to be our special guest this morning on my talk show to share your views with the entire Valley? Because I want to give him an equal opportunity. That's the one thing with me, that whenever someone criticizes me or has a strong opinion about whatever, I am more than happy to have them come on my show and give their side, because I want you to hear all sides. I think that's only fair, and quite frankly, I think that's good radio. I do. So I reached out to him, and you can read it for yourself on Facebook. And the reason that we're having to go through Facebook is I don't have a phone system here that you could actually call and we could just interact. I got to go through this God-blessed social media crap. But maybe someday we'll get a phone system here. It's only a talk station. Anyway, focus. All right. So somebody responded, looks like they heard you. Edna, I'm quite sure what that means. Thomas, John, I switched to live streaming. Channel 9 can screw up anything. This is true. All schools are closed. Done. Take the Snowbird banner off. Paula Stampler, it's 2025. Susie, agree. What's this 2025 reference here? They keep going to 2025 reference. The hell is this? Hold on. I don't know what they mean by that. All right, so fine. Snowbird, Sean Fluharty, 2025, agreed. Okay, but then Sean Fluharty responds again. You're so angry it threw you into last year. And then I responded, so you don't want to be our special guest on my talk show. What is the 2024 here? I don't know. All right, so with that, so you're so angry it threw you into last year. 10 people responded to that. All right, fine. Good. Good. You got the attention that you wanted, Sean. And I responded to Sean, so you don't want to be our special guest on my talk show? See, he's very good about being a keyboard warrior. Warrior. Not worrier. Although maybe that too. I don't know. It's very easy taking shots on social media. When you're in your basement, on your little laptop, oh, I'm going to be brave. I'm going to do this. I'll write this. And look at me. I'm brave. I'm the WVU flu. Now, I call him out. I call out Sean Fluharty, this West Virginia delegate, to come on my show. It's like, okay, fine. This is how you feel? Come on. Let's talk about it. No response. I'm just checking here now, and there's absolutely no response. And we've got several people talking about sending me information. Let's see here. Regarding Snowbird. So one of my deep throats is saying, should Snowbird get on with his life's work? Snowbird is a money maker, and they do sell advertising. So based on Snowbird is a way for them to generate sales, which is fine. I don't begrudge them that. right now, 9 and 7 are pretty much burning the furniture trying to stay relevant, trying to stay out of the red because the TV platforms are dying. All across the country, they're dying, not just here. Pretty soon, you're going to be watching news, whatever they pass for as news, without news anchors. You're not going to see news anchors on 7 or 9. And you're not going to see weathermen pretty soon, meteorologists, on 7 or 9 because we have the best meteorologists on our phones right now, my iPhone. I can look up the weather by any zip code here in the valley or anywhere in America or pretty much anywhere on Earth and get a 10-day forecast with a breakdown of every conceivable part of that weather forecast, precipitation and the wind and this, that, and the other. My iPhone gives me much better information about news and weather than 7 and 9 combined. The TV stations are dying. They're absolutely dying. And you saw it last night with both of them. They're so desperate trying to squeeze the last dollar that they can get out of their dying media platforms that they ruin their programming. Both stations ruin their programming. Don't take my word for it. David Dilt said, and many others were saying the same thing. Couldn't watch the football game. You know, that crap at the bottom and the some advertiser and the Snowbird. Snowbird is a moneymaker for them. It's a sales tool for them. And again, I don't begrudge them that at all. But when you beat it to death like this and you ruin. Hold on a second. I'm getting a message here about ODOT. Hold on. Let's see. I might be able to get the ODOT guy, Matt Bruning, on after this next break. He just sent me a text saying his schedule has changed. All right, well, I'm going to try. So I got a break coming up, a hard break in a couple of minutes. And then I'm going to reach out to ODOT to see if I can get, in fact, let me just text him right now. Hold on. Are you free? 7:44 a.m. Are you free? Okay, so let's see. Maybe I can get him on. So where was I? Oh, yes, Sean Fluharty, a keyboard warrior. And 9 and 7. So they ruined their programming. That's how bad it is. The Golden Globes, the only reason I tuned into the Golden Globes is because of Nikki Glaser, because she is a great roaster. When Comedy Central actually was a good cable channel, they had these great roasts, great comedy roasts, and they were brutal beyond words. They were wonderful. Nikki Glaser was one of the best. Her material and her she was just fantastic. And so I guess she did a roast for Netflix, and it was fantastic again. I get a roast of, I guess it was Tom Brady. I mean, she's just absolutely fantastic at this. And so she was hosting the Golden Globes. Only reason I tuned in. She's no Nikki Gervais, who was fantastic with the Golden Globes. But I figured, okay, I'd see a lot of her and she'd be very funny. And I didn't see a whole lot of her because I was going back and forth and whatever. And the thing at the bottom half of the screen and then the upper corner with 7, they just ruined the Golden Globes. 9 was no better with all of their Snowbird crap. Everything at the bottom, it was covering the graphics of the TV. Of the football game, both stations are dying platforms. That's why they can barely give away their advertising. That's why they're so desperate to get whatever they can. And Sean Fluharty, still waiting for him to say yes to come on.